How's OJ?
OJ? Well, I've changed my mind on OJ. No, I'll tell you what I feel about OJ. As much as I was indignant about his acquittal, I'm equally indignant about his going to prison for stealing his fucking own shirts. I don't think that's fair. I don't think if you steal your own shirts, you should get 35 consecutive life sentences. That doesn't seem fair to me at all. And now he's probably saying, I wish I got fucking, I wish I was put up for the other crime. Because here's the thing. In prison, they have a pecking order. Now, in the pecking order, one of the top people on the pecking order are the double murderers. They're way up high. Very well-respected members of the old gray bar, community. But guys who steal their own shirts, they're at the lowest of on the pecking order. And the pecking order involves a lot of ass-fucking, basically. And so I feel sorry for OJ, because I'm sure he's going, wait, I fucking killed two fucking people. I killed a waiter and my wife savagely. And they're like, we saw the fucking trial. If the glove don't fit, you can't acquit. You stole a jersey and nothing more. Now get your fucking ass over here. I have to fuck it. No. God bless you, folks. I love you very much. Thank you so much.